don't. Oh, wait, y'all, we're going to go.
Recording in progress.
Oh, we're going to go to Larry H. Okay. Vader, who is up in the death copter. He is there to witness to see if the vermin is going to see its shadow today or not. Larry, can you get a kind of a bird's eye view of what's going on?
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader, here in the death copter above Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Phil Groundhog, whatever the event is. And what we've heard is that the groundhog is refusing to leave its shelter because it's cold.
Oh, no, well, you're in the wrong place. The vermin I'm talking about is Granny. You know, they had the Granny Awards, and I just wanted to know if
Just do this.
Bring it on back. It's too much.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. They're funny, they're wild, they're gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 2nd of February, 2026, in the ice-cold year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetria Parton. I am one of your hosts, the one who has put on a t-shirt but may have to put the hoodie back on, even in the house, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even in these trying snowpocalypse times, he can't get it quite right. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And joining me is the one you can hear today. The one who we don't have any video.
We hope.
Well, we hope.
Can't
I'm recording
see him,
two,
but...
All right. Recording two different ways. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Y'all, we'll just get right to it. Sorry about last week. Y'all, it started out fine. So when I was listening back, it was fine. And I didn't listen long enough to the part where I changed my volumes. Ooh. And it ruined Ooh. It. So, y'all, I have a fix. I just don't really have time to deal with it, even though I've been stuck in the house for 48 hours. I've been very busy. So I'll get to it eventually, but have not had a chance to come up with the new way of recording. And so you didn't miss anything, really, other than Big Fatty talking. But I don't really remember what you said, so obviously, I'm sure we criticized Gail and King.
Now, I know you do not listen to the mix.
The mix. Are they back? I thought they were on like hiatus or something. Okay.
They have been on hiatus, but they're back. And y'all, by the way, just to let you know what's going on, Big Fatty can't get his camera to work so Vader can see him. And so Vader turned his camera off so I can't see Vader.
True.
But, anyway.
Well, and part of that reason is because we both have the cable. Well, no, you don't. I have the cable interwebs. And your fiber is buried, but my cable is above ground. And for whatever reason, when it's icy and super cold, it slows way, way down. I've heard all sorts of reasonings. Anyway, matters not. Y'all, I can't even watch the TikToks at 2x speed without it buffering. So it's not a good thing when you're stuck inside, let me tell you. So either way, saving some of the interwebs just hopefully so that Big Fatty will come through crisp and clear.
Crisp. So, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that on the latest edition of the highly produced the mix. In fact, the opening of Big Fatty's show on Groundhog's Day is a perfect example of how highly produced. Perfect example. So you want to tune in for that. But Daniel and the Adam is talking and talking, and then Daniel just interrupts. I think we need to have a new theme song. Do we need to have a new theme song? And Adam goes, why? He goes, well, I just really like the one that the Little Fatty Cast has now with the words and everything. So.
They say, I mean, look, Daniel and I do not, we don't tip a tap every day. In fact, I hear from him less than I hear from Mrs. Bacon. And that's next to never. We have not heard from him, but you know, I'm not surprised. You know what? Here's what I will say about our new theme song. Y'all, I am not a musician. I am not an artist, a musical art. Like, I can do none of those things. I can take no credit for it other than being really good at knowing what to say to AI to get it to do what I want it to do and then giving it examples.
Well, so now this was part of the discussion is Adam was saying, what did AI do it? And Daniel, no, you know, Vader, he probably went out and hired that Flat 29 to come up with it and do it. And, you know, hired an orchestra and band and singers and all like that. So
a ska band.
Because, you know, that's the way Vader rolls.
You know, that is the budget we have here. Y'all, the $20 a month for the enhanced AI music creation really broke the budget, if we're being honest. So, here's the thing about the Little Fatty Cast is that Chicken Poodle Soup song that we used. Yeah, I didn't make that intro. Neither did Big Fatty or Larry Cly. Like, John Michael Haas made that for us 20 years ago.
Excuse me, I believe you mean John Michael Haas.
Because, y'all, that's back. Remember, we just recorded, well, if you didn't podcast 20 years ago.
What, 20 years ago?
Yeah. The way you recorded was you basically looped audio through your computer, but you didn't even record on the computer. You recorded on like a solid state drive, like a MP3 player, because that's the only way to do it. Computers weren't advanced enough, or nothing that I had or could afford at that 20 years ago would have been advanced enough to do all this stuff. I had no software like that. I think Audacity was just coming out. GarageBand wasn't out yet. I'm sure Logic was around, but it was it was still Pro Tools. Anyway, none of that matters. Point is, John Michael Haas had some experience with this from the industry he was in. And so he said, oh, it's very simple, Larry. And he did that. None of us. So what I was able to do was then use that as a reference point for AI got away with it somehow because it is copyrighted music. But anyway, matters not. I love the new theme song. I really do.
I do too.
I could not be happy. And y'all, that was not the first try or the fifth. That was about the 20th try to get it exactly how I wanted it. But
that's kind of like Mr. Cackle's new Trust the Dust videos.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I don't question Mr. Cackle. I don't.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah. So, Big Fatty, let's just get right into it. Y'all, like most of the country, my toes are cold right now.
Oh.
Y'all. Now, Big Fatty, I'm sure we'll talk about this on his little show, but y'all, it's cold here. It was 20 degrees last night and 21 tonight, according to the weather app. I'm not sure I think it was that cold, but it was cold. And y'all, let's just say that there's an extra blanket on the Vader family compound bed because okay. y'all, it.
You're it, just very Skype-y.
Oh,
but it may be just on my end.
Well, I'm not recording from Zoom, so I'm recording my audio direct from the computer. But yes, I have minimal interweb signal, y'all. So that's why I was happy to turn the camera off. But y'all in.
So you put the miss in Miss Bacon. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Y'all on Saturday, y'all went out Saturday morning, ran a few errands, went and had my coffee at the Starbucks and whatnot, and got home Saturday afternoon. And y'all about, 4 or 5 o'clock? Y'all, the snow. I don't know when it started because the blinds were closed, but y'all, I happened to look out the front door at some point, and I said, oh, it's been sleeting and snowing. And it didn't. That's about it. I think it snowed maybe until 5 or 6 o'clock, and then for a couple of hours, and maybe a little bit later, but not a whole lot. But y'all, it was the end of the world here in the Charlestons. Y'all, the bridges closed.
Well, it was, it reminded me of the old song, "The Snow, Snow, Snow Came Down, Down, Down."
No, but yeah, y'all, it was. She was a bit chilly. She was a bit chilly out there. So, needless to say, I had to turn the electric fireplace on in the Vader family bedroom last night to keep me roasty toasty up here. But it was,
you had an electric fireplace up there.
I do. Someone gave me one for Christmas probably 10 years ago. And y'all, I don't really use it. I don't like space heaters because I think they're terribly inefficient, and I know some people would say they're not safe. I feel fairly confident this one's safe. It's got all sorts of safeguards and temperature sensors in the plug and this, that, and the other, but they're just not efficient. I'd rather just run the heat pump. But y'all, when it's 23 or 21 degrees, y'all, the heat pump doesn't do a damn thing.
Yep.
It just runs. It doesn't really do the warming part of this. So I had it turned down pretty low. But y'all, slept in, got up on Saturday or on Sunday morning, and y'all, it was
now,
cold.
Did you drip the pipes?
I did. I dripped. I went and I took the cover off one of the outside ones in the back and dripped that. But the problem is it froze water everywhere. So I covered it back up this afternoon, and we're just going to drip on the inside. I don't know if that's a mistake or not, but either way, that's what we're going to do because plus, y'all, I got to go to the coal mine in the morning. Y'all, big coal mine pickaxe doings Tuesday and Wednesday. So we were hoping we would not be closed on Monday. So got to do that, y'all. But this is how you know it's cold.
How cold is it?
Grandpa, let me tell you. My MRGC texted and said, Larry.
Is he wanting to rub two sticks together or something?
Well, he said, I should have just come over before this started. And I said, no. Probably not, because then you'd be stuck here. And he was like, would that be a problem? And I said,
yes.
I don't have enough food for two fat people in the house. Yeah, I did go out to dinner last night. We act like it was so terrible. Y'all went out. I went actually over near Big Friday and got the Chinese food to go last night. And y'all, I will admit, that was about 7 o'clock. I will admit it was not the smartest thing I've done. I don't know why, but in my mind, I was like, I'll just take these back roads that go behind the Vader family compound.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, the hobos.
And that way there won't be any traffic, so I won't have to worry about someone like sliding into me if there is an icy patch or something. Well, y'all, I forgot that I had to go over a bridge. And I'd forgot that until about the minute the front tires hit the bridge and I realized what was going on. So, needless to say, I had to clean the front seat of the jalopy when I got home.
Is that because you had soiled it?
Correct. But otherwise, it was fine. I went over, y'all, I was chatting with the lady. Because, y'all, I love the folks who work at that Chinese food place. And, y'all, and I'm going to be honest, it's not that good. the more I order from there, I'm like, this really isn't. They have like two dishes that are some of the best versions of those dishes I've ever had. The rest of it, not so much. So the place down by the Jar is much better, or where the Jar used to live. I don't think he still lives there, but it's much better. But y'all's too far away, so we just
too
we
much.
Went. We just went to the place by us. But yeah, y'all walked to the mailbox this afternoon.
And you said we went to the place just by us?
The Royal We. Although I did take Miss Claire, my neighbor, some Chinese food. Because I ordered too much because I got the soup. Because, you know, when it's cold, you got to get the soup.
Excuse me. Soup!
It's true, y'all. And so I'd gotten the wonton soup. And I ate that, and then I realized I didn't want anything else that I had ordered because it was just there's enough food for five meals, and so I texted
even for you,
yeah, even for me. So I texted Miss Claire and I said, I just bought all this Chinese food, but I actually don't want it. Do you want some chow mee fun? And she said, Philosopher and I would love it, and that's her roommate. And that's not really his name, but y'all, it might as well be Dr. Philosopher. I don't really know. But so either way, y'all walked some of that. Y'all, but I walked to the mailbox on Sunday in the bright sunlight, in the heat of the day, and it was fine, except for the part where when I checked my mail, I realized that I then had to keep my hand out of my pocket to walk back. And that part wasn't fine. But yeah, but no big, I mean, it's cold and we had some ice. Y'all, it's 95% gone, I would say, over here.
Yep.
Anything that the sun,
look out the window now.
Anything that the sun touched, it's gone. The roofs, the roads are for the most part clear. Now, you know, I'm sure there'll be some patchy ice in the morning, but y'all, I just texted the head coal miner and I said, I'm not going to be in first thing. Like, I will be in about 10 a.m. in the morning because y'all were going to let it warm up a little bit and let the traffic die down. And then we will go in because we're not going to be slipping and sliding all over the place to get there. So now, Big Fatty, did you go out and build a snowman?
I did not. You know, describe the accumulation as kind of a double dusting.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
Okay. Because now, when it first started, dusting.
Yeah. When it first started, I was like, because it was coming down for a while.
Well, that was more. I think that was more sleet. It started here about 3:30 or so.
Okay. See, I was probably taking a nip and nap at 3:30, so
well,
I missed
you were
the beginning.
Unconscious.
Yeah. Right. Drool.
And yeah, it switched over. It was pretty coming down and all, but it didn't. When I went to bed, it was not sticking to the concrete. But overnight, there was a dusting of it on the concrete.
Yes. When I woke up this morning, I could not see the parking lot. It was covered. And that was, well, when I got out of bed, not when I woke up, but that was about 9 a.m. But by the time I finished my coffee about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, there was no snow on the concrete to be seen. So, and the car, I would say the cars had melted probably by noon. Most of it was gone off the cars. There's still a little bit. One side of the street that I live on is in the shade all day. And so they still have some patchy stuff, but I could care less about it. I had planned to be home today. Y'all, I'm doing the laundering, washing the underpants, that sort of thing. Right now, you may hear the Big Ricky buzzer in the background.
That's the only thing about Big Ricky we hear, you know.
Ooh, poor Big Ricky. But yeah, so anyway, so that was, y'all, I would tell you all about the week. I don't think there's much to tell y'all. I have a project that's due tomorrow at the coal mine, a big project. Of course, it's not going to be finished, so we've already delayed it by a week because we don't have the parts and pieces from the other contributors that was supposed to have before the holidays.
Yes.
And so either way. And
so what you're saying is the project, the big project, is going to see its shadow and go away for another 6 weeks?
Probably.
Okay.
And y'all, I felt bad. It's the first time using a new vendor or going back to an old vendor that we're trying to impress and make sure we get a good, and we got a real good price, and I had to delay it. But either way, they're not, y'all, they're in the Columbias. I doubt they'll be open tomorrow based on what the hats have been saying about the, because they got a lot more up there than we did.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they got a lot of ice. So I suspect they wouldn't be open tomorrow anyway. But y'all, then I can't work on it Tuesday and Wednesday because the coal miners get their pickaxes, or they their pickaxes on.
Yes, they order their pickaxes
Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's a pretty hectic day or two for
me. Absolutely,
Yeah. So I got y'all. Someone's got to play the role of Big Fatty.
Playing the role of Big Fatty is Fatty Vader.
Correct. But yeah, it's so it's going to be a busy week. I'm trying to think. Y'all got my credit card bill from Lost Wages.
Ooh.
That gave me the acid reflux. But y'all, I don't really know how that happened. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not know how that happened. Because I guess I was there a long time. I guess five nights is a long time. And I also didn't have United Club access, so I ate in the airports. And it was so cold. It was too cold to walk most places. So I did Uber a good bit. Or I ate in the resort, in the restaurants there, because I didn't want to, you know, in my mind, that made more sense than Uber. I don't know what happened, but that was a...
What would you say is a an average fare for an Uber in Lost Wages, including the gratuity, as they say?
It depends where you're going. I mean, it just depends what the distance is.
Well, all right, from the motel to the Badlands.
My motel, not the one where you're staying. If it's not surging or anything, that's about the most I would pay. That's about as far away as I would go. And it's usually about $15, $16 with gratuity.
Okay.
Each way. Maybe 17. Now, you know, there's a reason. If I go to the Badlands, I usually go on Saturday afternoon and I am done there about 7 o'clock. And that is on purpose because it will surge on Saturday nights if there's something in town. And that could be a $30 trip back.
How about to the Hog?
Oh, with tip, $7. It's the Hog is a mile, so you're mostly just paying their fees. You don't really pay anything for distance. It's just not, it's a mile, which is, you know, that's in the dark, that's further than you want to walk in Lost Wages. And it's through a corporate area also, like a business park, so there aren't people around, so that. But also, the area right around the Hog is not the best area. And 9 trips out of 10, the temperature is either extremely hot or extremely cold. So, also that. But y'all, also the horror that I wear to the Hog some days is not walking couture, if you will.
Not meant for human consumption.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it if I cared if people saw what I wore, but like, you know, especially if you wear the boots, which, I mean, in the wintertime you do because it's Vegas.
Right.
Like that is, you will have some sore tootsies if you try to walk that far. So I typically Uber. I don't think I've paid more than $12 like at peak surging time to get back, because it's literally the Hog is on Twain and my motel is on Flamingo.
Shania,
I'm sure that's what it was named after, who it was named after. My hotel is on the Flamingo, y'all. There's just one large block between the two, so it's over a block and down a block, so it's a mile, but most of that time you sit at stoplights in the car. But yeah, it's I don't Uber from the airport. I don't find that that is a value. I usually just take a taxi cab. If I'm staying at Tuscany or something on that end of the strip. Now, there is a value if you stay further away, but I don't typically. And so going back to the airport's probably the most expensive. It's probably $20 with tip to get back to the airport from the Tuscany Suites and Casino. But I usually tip well because I, you know, like.
Well, you're Larry H. Vader.
Well, I just feel like those people working those gig jobs, you know what I'm saying? Like they just, I'm very glad they're doing it because I use the hell out of Uber in Vegas. But I also feel like it's, I mean, that's a terrible career choice. You're never going to make any money if people don't tip you. So either way.
Have you ever eaten at a place called the Cleaver?
I have not eaten there. No, no. I've seen a lot of reviews about it, but I have not eaten there. I've heard it's pretty good. I've heard it's decent. Okay. I'm sorry. Decent isn't fair. I've heard it's pretty good. I don't think anyone's going to say it's like the best. But yeah, I have a real hard time paying a lot of money for food and lost wages when we live here. And so I kind of know what things cost and the quote unquote nice restaurants in Las Vegas aren't really nice. I find that the value restaurants in a lot of cases, you get a lot higher quality meal than you would here for the same price. Mm-hmm. But I find that the quote unquote nice places out there, it's Olive Garden to me. And I hate to say that. And I know there's some really good restaurants. Don't hate on me. I absolutely do, but I just don't.
And we, you know, we have so many of them that listen to the podcast.
Well, you know, there are plenty of people who've been to the Lost Wages. Anything on the strip is overpriced, but you know, you pay for the experience. I just have a hard time paying that much when I can go down to the buffet at the Wynn and have crab legs for the same price. And like, it's a buffet, but it's at the Wynn, so it's actually kind of nice. I mean, it's still a buffet, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, but there are a couple of restaurants, and if you want fine dining, you have to get off the strip. If you want like true fine dining, you get off the strip, and there is some of that out there because there's a lot of money in Lost Wages. So, but yeah, that's what I think. But before we run out of time,
yeah. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. We're out of time, but it doesn't matter because we make up our own time here. This is the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, which is usually a guess because who knows, Catherine O'Hara, may she rest in peace. Then I have to tell you who they are because most likely you just haven't ever heard of them because poor Big Fatty.
You know, this is going to be interesting because I've heard about four words of all of that introduction you just
perfect,
did.
Perfect.
Howard Johnson.
Ooh, dead as a doornail, y'all. Restaurateur who later started a hotel motel chain and dead.
Howard Johnson is indeed dead. He was an American hotelier. And would you like to know the name of his hotel?
Yeah, I would never guess that. So, yeah.
Howard John's chain. How about that? I guess maybe his son.
That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm. You never know about these things.
You
Elaine
don't.
Stritch.
Ooh, actress, Broadway actress, singery, funny lady. Yeah, I think Elaine Stritch is dead.
Elaine Stritch died in 2014. She was an American actress. She was on 30 Rock and Two's Company, a singer and a member of the American Theater Hall of Fame. All right, let's see. Wait a minute. This is the one. Oh, Betsy Gay.
Ooh, Betsy. She is of my people, I heard. Ooh.
Well, she is.
Y'all, y'all, she's dead as a doornail. She is, and this is an easy one, thank you. She is the founder of the souvenir shop empire up in that Dirty Myrtle, which is now just one last shop called the Gay Dolphin.
Yes. Betsy, she just died in 2025.
I know.
Yeah, but she was an American child actress, and this is where she is of your people, she was a yodeler.
Oh, good gracious. I didn't know that she had time to do all that while running
the
Gay Dolphin.
You know, and evidently, she took lessons from the yodel guy.
Ooh.
Farrah, have we got time for one more?
You know what? Let's see. I was looking for the yodel sound. Sure, why not?
Yodel. There it is.
It's not.
Is that Betsy Gay?
It is.
I think that's, you know, I think that's Betsy's twin brother, Buster Gay.
Ah. Of course it is.
Farrah Fawcett.
Ooh, Farrah Fawcett, y'all. I'm pretty sure even I had a poster of her voluptuous breastesses on my wall as a young lair. Y'all, she was an actress, and y'all, I think Farrah Fawcett's still alive.
Farrah Fawcett, you know, by the way, Charlie, make sure you drip your Farrah Fawcett in this cold weather.
Always.
She was an American actress. She was on that Charlie's Angels, or, you know, as Katharine Hepburn would say, Charlie's Angels. She died in 2009.
Good Lord. I can't believe it's been...
Where has the time gone?
Yeah, well, let's do that.
By the way, did we have any voice letters or e-letters?
Let me check.
If people wanted to send those in, how would they do that?
Yeah, if you want to send in a voice letter or an e-letter to complain about things like someone did last week, as well as Brendan, you can just send that to Matt, M-E-H, at theLLC.online. And Brendan, thank you so much for complaining, as well as Michael. I don't know who you are, Michael, but thank you. So,
there were several people.
Those are the only two that
don't mind.
Yeah.
Well, they're is la 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 Lauren was not happy. But anyway, and y'all, if you want to send us something and to show how much you would like to complain, send it to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365.
Especially if they're cashews.
Yes. Or you can send it to the Spiegel catalog, Chicago 60609, Illinois.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I'm just thinking about the Spiegel catalog and the old women's granny panties, and I'm thinking about. I didn't know that.
That must have been before my time. Was that for, you know, large women?
I didn't understand what you said.
That was before my time. We'll just edit that out. Was that for large women?
Oh no, wasn't that small?